Most of the public doesn't think open government data lives up to that moniker exactly. That's according to the Pew Research Center. In a nationwide survey, Pew measures people's opinions of government data sharing efforts and whether those efforts improve public perceptions of government accountability. Joining me with more on what Pew found is John Horrigan, Senior Research Fellow, I should say, at Pew. Mr. Horrigan, thanks so much for joining me.
Pleasure to be with you.
All right. So first of all, I guess this is important because of what you found in terms of the degree to which Americans actually go to the government looking for data.
Yes. Americans at this point are still in eGov 1.0 world, meaning they'll go to the government websites just to find out information about the operations of parks, to do basic transactions such as license renewals. But they're really not plugged in yet to digging into government websites to download data for themselves.
Yeah, because that's been a major push of federal agencies, is to get those data sets online, I guess, so people can download. So what does the public think of all of this? What does the survey show from a macro level?
Well, even though people aren't too aware yet of government data initiatives, there is some level of optimism that these initiatives can help improve government accountability. Majorities of respondents said that they feel like government data initiatives can improve accountability for government and help journalists do a better job of watching government and reporting on government. Other than that, though, opinions were pretty mixed as to whether it's actually going to improve the output of government or the quality of government services.
All right, so let's back up a moment. Tell us about the survey itself, the methodology, who was surveyed, and how this whole thing worked.
We surveyed about 3,200 Americans using Pew's American Trends panel, which is a panel recruited to be representative of the nation at large. And so respondents were given a series of questions in this randomly recruited panel to help to measure their opinions on what is going on with government data initiatives. So it is a representative national survey.
And so you found that roughly two-thirds of Americans in the last year have used the internet to find information, but you say the information they're looking for is not really what the federal government is trying to push as part of this digital initiative and all of that.
That's correct. Americans, by and large, are very interested in using government websites to find out information to do basic transactions, yet they're not into the data analytics part of it, which has been a big initiative by the Obama administration and a lot of state governments over the past couple of years.
And by inference, could we say that probably the general public is not that aware of a place like data.gov, where the portal to everybody else's data sets?
That's right. At the same time, we asked people a series of questions about whether on mobile apps they use location-based services or weather kinds of applications. And those are applications that ride on government data. Third-party vendors come in and make them look pretty and easily usable by people. So people are using data sources that rely on government data at their core. They're just not terribly aware of that.
But if app developers, people that are really interested in using data sets to power apps such as weather or whatever it might be, I guess the question becomes, is it really important for the general public to know or care about data sets? As long as the app developers know about it, that's the way it'll get into the hands of everybody else.
For the most part, yes. I mean, we asked people whether they think that making this government data available can help create jobs or get opportunities for entrepreneurs, and 50% said they agreed with that proposition. At the same time, I think it's important that people have some level of awareness of where this data comes from, because after all, as taxpayers, they're the ones paying for the data collection activities that government engages in order to make these applications run. So I think some level of awareness is worthwhile for the general public on these data initiatives.
We're speaking with John Horrigan. He's senior researcher at the Pew Research Center. And it's interesting what you found. The biggest number of people, 84%, have used a weather app to find out the forecast nearby. So that's basically everybody. But way more than people that have used to reserve cars through Uber or Lyft. And so if you look at what people are doing online, then that which is powered ultimately by government data is pretty high on the ranking.
Exactly. Of course, everybody deals with weather. Not everybody on a routine basis needs to hire cars such as Uber or Lyft. But even Uber or Lyft, because they're relying on location-based services, requires on the GPS system that the government runs and operates. So even those things rely on government data to operate, such as these car services, Uber or Lyft.
And it seems like your survey also confirms what I guess we've heard from other sources, is that the mobile access is really becoming a much greater piece of this whole data access business.
Exactly. I mean, people are logging on to the government websites on mobile devices. We found that two-thirds of Americans have smartphones, so that really has become a key on-ramp to access services of any kind, definitely government data services.
And I thought it was really interesting that you have managed to sift the respondents into four basic groups that you say depend on their engagement with government data and online application. And why don't we start with the ardent optimists? Who are those and what do they do?
Yeah, these are 17% of the overall general population. And these are the people who really have tuned in to government data initiatives. They're aware of them, they use them, and they're very optimistic that they can have positive impacts on government. So they're using this stuff, and they're highly aware of these kinds of government initiatives.
So those are the types of people that might work or apply for a job at 18F at the GSA or someplace like that, or maybe they want to come into the government as an innovation fellow.
Exactly. But they're, since it's 17% of the population, it's a broader set than that. But these, again, are folks who are interested in data. They're interested in how their government is operating. So it's a group of civic enthusiasts who like data.
And then at the other end of the dumbbell there, I guess the other, on the other end, 20% are committed cynics.
Yes. These are people who share some of the characteristics of the ardent optimists in that they are interested in what's going on with government, yet they're skeptical that these government data initiatives are going to have any positive impact on how government operates. So they have low levels of trust in government, yet they follow it pretty closely. So in a sense, they're using these data initiatives because, in part, because they may wonder how their government is operating and they want to keep a closer eye on it because they enter the picture with low levels of trust in government.
And then there's most people that you've put, there's about 27%, the second largest group, continuing with the alliteration is the word I'm looking for, the buoyant bystanders. Tell us about those people.
Yeah, for people who are really enthusiastic about these government data initiatives, this is an interesting group because they say, I'm interested in this stuff, yet they need more information as to what it all means. So this is a group of people who have decent levels of trust in government, a fair amount of optimism that government data initiatives could help government improve its performance, but they're not yet using these applications. They don't know much about them. So if this group just got more information about what these initiatives were all about, they might become heavier users because they're predisposed towards thinking these could be a good thing for how government operates.
And then you've got 36% of the respondents of the general population, dormant doubters.
Yeah, these are folks who just aren't as, in general terms, attuned to using technology as the rest of the other groups. So for that reason, they're not much engaged or not much aware of these government data initiatives. And in part because they're not aware of these government data initiatives, they really don't think they're going to make any difference on how government operates. And when you look at how people sort into segments based on their technology usage generally, you usually find about a third of the population who may have some of all the access assets that we take for granted these days, a high-speed internet connection at home, a smartphone, yet they're just not using it all that heavily and it doesn't make too much difference in their lives. So this large group is for civic enthusiasts who are also interested in government data a real opportunity set to try to increase their understanding of these initiatives.
So if you were to add up all of these findings, what would your advice be for federal agencies that want to have data out there and be more accessible and more accessed by the public?
What I think the survey shows is that we today have low or at best modest levels of awareness of these kinds of initiatives, which means that there is a public education opportunity for these agencies in terms of getting the word out more aggressively about the existence of these kinds of initiatives. And if agencies do a good job at that, then they have the opportunity to invite people into greater usage of these government data initiatives.
All right. John Horrigan is a senior researcher at the Pew Research Center. Thanks so much for joining me.
Pleasure to be with you. Thanks again.